Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to this morning's worship service, and I'd like to welcome the visitors that are amongst us. Please join us for a time of fellowship and coffee afterwards in the hall out the back. There are a few announcements, so just bear with me, please. After their visit to the PNG, Reverend Zhong and his wife Anna have decided not to pursue the possibility of a call there. They'll continue their work in Indonesia where they've been called. Brown van Rensburg did not sustain his preaching and has been offered another opportunity to be re-examined. Reverend Rainey and Nopper's cloakroom doctum was sustained and it will be going to the Reformed Church of Bishopdale. Reverend Ludwig declined the call to Dovedale, and will be taking up work overseas. And finally, there's the engagements for Ethan and Hannah, which we rejoice in, and also Jared and Natalie. We hope and pray that God will guide you all as you prepare for your wedding day. So far, the announcements and the song before the service is 262, verses 1 and 2 from the Psalter Hymnal.
Let us bow in a moment of silent and personal prayer. Let us pray. Hear our prayer, O Lord, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Congregation, would you please stand? Our call to worship is from Psalm 150. Praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty expanse, praise him for his mighty deeds, praise him according to his excellent greatness. Congregation, we acknowledge that our help is in the name of the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We praise God for enabling us to enter his righteousness in Christ. Psalter Hymnal 234, stanzas 1 to 4 in the Psalter Hymnal. 234, stanzas 1 to 4. Let us give our attention to the reading of God's law from Deuteronomy chapter 5. Ten Commandments from Deuteronomy 5. From verse 6. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the land of slavery, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol or any likeness of what is in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the water under the earth. You shall not worship them or serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children, and on the third and the fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing loving kindness to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not leave him unpunished who takes his name in vain. Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, or your male servant or your female servant, or your ox or your donkey, or any of your cattle, or your sojourner who stays with you, so that your male servant and your female servant may rest as well as you. And you shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out of there by a mighty hand and by an outstretched arm. Therefore the Lord your God commanded you to observe the Sabbath day. Honour your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with you on the land which the Lord your God gives you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, and you shall not desire your neighbor's house, his field, or his male servant, or his female servant, his ox, or his donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. Would you turn also, please, to Ephesians chapter 2, Ephesians 2. And I'll read from verses 11 through to 22. As we read about the effect that the sacrifice, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has had and has upon those who have broken the laws that we read, but who have turned to him. Verse 11. Therefore remember that formerly you, the Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by the so-called circumcision, which is performed in the flesh by human hands, remember that you were at that time separate from Christ, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who formerly were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who made both groups into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall, by abolishing in his flesh the enmity, which is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, that in himself he might make the two into one new man, thus establishing peace, and might reconcile them both in one body to God through the cross, by it having put to death the enmity. And he came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have our access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household, having been built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit. It should be very clear from this New Testament passage, which we read also in connection with God's law, the law of God reminding us, among other things, of how we can't accomplish what we read about here in Ephesians. We can't accomplish that in our own strength. We can't bring ourselves close to God. We can't have the debt nailed and taken out of the way by anything that we do. And we can't be filled with the Spirit and become a dwelling of God by anything that we do. That depends entirely on God's grace. We sing of that grace in the Psalter hymnal, number 19, verses 1 to 3 and 5 to 6, as we remain seated. Number 19, stanzas 1 to 3 and 5 to 6. Let us come before the Lord in our congregational prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God and Heavenly Father, we thank you for creating your church, both in the Old Testament with Israel, and now with the church dispersed in every nation. We thank you, Father, that you made that church from nothing in a similar way that you created the heavens and the earth from nothing by the power of your word. So in a parallel way, you took those who were not a people, those who were nobodies, and you fashioned them into a nation and into a theocratic nation, a church nation. You took those, Father, who were weak and powerless, those who were nobodies, and by your strength and your grace and your protecting power, you made them your people and preserved them as such. Father, we thank you also that you sent your Son to die to create this church as well, for sending out your word and your spirit to gather your church, and especially now in this New Testament time with the outpouring of your spirit to gather a people from the four corners of the world. And we thank you, Father, that we can be part of that church, even though we don't deserve that privilege. Father, help us to remember that that same weakness and powerlessness and insignificance that characterized the people who were gathered to form the nation of Israel also characterizes us, those who have been gathered into the church of this time. Father, we thank you that we live in a time and a place where, despite some limitations from government rules, nevertheless, we do essentially still have the freedom to worship and to call on your name each week and to worship in spirit and truth and to observe your day and to teach freely from your word. Father, we thank you that as we do that, you have also created the church in such a way that we can enjoy the communion of the saints. We can enjoy fellowship not only with you, but also with others who have fellowship with you and so have fellowship in unity with us as well. We thank you that we can share many good things with each other, the things that you have taught us and also the resources that you've given us. We can share encouragement with each other and admonition according to the need. We thank you for the privilege of being able to stand side by side to worship the living God each week and also to serve you during the week in the various things that we do as church as well as individuals. Father, we pray that you would teach us to delight more and more in these privileges and to see them in that way and to rejoice in these privileges rather than to see church attendance as some kind of mere obligation and not to see it as much more than that or to be more involved than that. Help us to see it as a delight to work side by side and to worship side by side. Father, teach us also to see it as a great blessing that the covenant youth here in this congregation, also many of them, so many of them that we have here and that they have a desire to serve you, and we pray that you would help us to all together to encourage them in that, as well as the older members, that despite age differences, we can all worship and serve you together. Father, we pray that you would forgive us for the many sins that we commit, sins against you, against your word, sins of ingratitude, acting as if the Lord Jesus did not die and pay such a great price to remove our sins, and sins also against each other, sins against the body, the failure to participate, the failure to encourage and to use gifts to build up the body, the gossip against brethren and such things that are so common in our midst. Father, we pray that you will forgive us for those things and teach us to do better. Lord, we also thank you for the presbytery meeting in the South Island and for the final decision that was made there regarding Brother Van Rensburg. And we pray that you would be with him and also with the Nelson congregation in the disappointment that they no doubt feel in that. We pray that you would help them to understand the decision that was made. And we pray that you would guide them as to where they go next from here. And similarly, Father, we pray for the disappointment that for the Dovedale congregation in their disappointment with the decline from Reverend Ludwig. And we pray that you would enable them to continue enthusiastically to call upon you to aid them and to guide them as they search for someone else to call in due time. Father, we thank you that we've had more joyful news of engagements of members of our congregation, and we thank you for the announcement regarding Sister Natalie and Brother Jared, and also Brother Ethan, Sister Hannah. We thank you for the joy that that brings not only to them and to their families, but also to the whole congregation. And Father, we pray that you would be with them as they begin to prepare for marriage and for a wedding. And we pray that the courses that they undergo as part of that would also be benefit and blessing to them, just as we pray for others in our congregation, other young couples who are currently going through the same process of preparation. We thank you, Father, that we can have these occasions of joy in our congregation, and that in this way, too, each generation succeeds the previous one. And we thank you that that is part of your plan and the encouragement we see, Father, in that the covenant promises that you made so long ago that were meant and are designed to go down through the generations, that we see just that happening as people from the next generation seek to marry in your name. We thank you for these things and pray these matters in Jesus' name. Amen. We serve the Lord now through the giving of our tithes and freewill offerings. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have the privilege in sharing in the work of those who proclaim the gospel and teach others to do so in places like Papua New Guinea and Bali and Uganda and also Vanuatu. And Father, we pray that you would bless the labours of those who work in these fields, that you would accept the sacrifices that they make in life to do so, as a kind of thank offering in the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we pray that you would accept our offerings today in that same vein as thank offerings made in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Heeding God's word is not just a matter of obeying his commandments. It is also a matter of trusting and pleading his promises. Psalter hymnal 243.